When the list of Oscar nominees came out yesterday, some individuals and some films were notably absent. For example, The Band's Visit, an Israeli film that might well deserve an Oscar nod, except that it didn't quite fit the Academy's definitions. Where, many also asked, were director nominations for Sean Penn and Tim Burton? In a few weeks, it'll all be about the winners. Today, it's Who Got Snubbed by the Academy Award nominations. Our number is 800-989-8255. The email address is talk@npr.org, and you can also vent your outrage on our blog. That's at npr.org/blogofthenation. Matt Singer, the host of the Independent Film Channel's news program, joins us now from the studios of KPCW in Park City, Utah, where he's covering the Sundance Film Festival. And thanks very much for being with us today.
My pleasure, Neil.
And I guess any conversation about the movies this day has to begin with the death of Heath Ledger. And Matt Singer, what are people saying about him there at Sundance?
When the news sort of started filtering around, there was just sort of a change in the air. You could sense it. We were waiting to do some interviews for a film, and all of a sudden there was sort of a quiet that came over, and everyone started talking about it, and everyone started checking their Blackberries and stuff, and looking up the information, and it's just everyone's so shocked. I mean, it's almost like there's not that much conversation about it because no one knows what to say because everyone was in such a state of disbelief.
You know, just 28 years old and about to get a real plum feature role as the Joker in the new Batman movie.
That's right. That's right. And 28 years old. It's almost hard to believe he was that young. I mean, obviously he was a young guy, but some of his roles, his performances were so mature, it's hard to believe he was that young when he gave them.
Hmm. The initial autopsy results today inconclusive, so more details to come. Anyway, Matt Singer, talking about Oscar snubs, we mentioned the movie The Band's Visit. What's the story there?
Well, the problem is that The Band's Visit is mostly in English, and the award is not called the Best Foreign Film. It's called the Best Foreign Language Film, and so the problem there being that because this story, which is set in Israel, it's about an Egyptian band that's sort of stranded in this small Israeli town, and the Egyptian band speaks Egyptian, and the Arabic, and the Israelis speak Hebrew, so they can't communicate except in English. And so what happens is, according to the rules, a foreign language film must be predominantly in a foreign language. And so because they speak English, they were automatically disqualified and not considered for the award.
On a technicality, I guess. And
exactly.
Are there any like technicalities that have excluded other films?
Well, there's so many technicalities. The list of technicalities is almost – we don't have enough time to talk about them
okay.
All. It's unbelievable. I mean, I have the list of foreign language, the rules from the Academy, and the rules also for the documentary category have been – over the years, just there's been so many problems. And every year it seems that some movie – generally in the foreign language category or in the documentary category is excluded, and it's mind-boggling that it has been excluded, and then they end up changing the rules and revising them, and then the next year another problem happens and they revise them again. It's been a problem that's existed for a while.
Well, let's talk about the ordinary run of snubs, which is of course just clear stupidity on the part of the Academy.
Absolutely.
So
there's no other way to put it.
Who do you think got snubbed this year?
Well, I mean, there's a few that I think definitely got snubbed. One of my favorite performances of the year was Josh Brolin from No Country for Old Men. The film obviously got a lot of nominations. I think it was tied for the most nominations. But I thought Josh Brolin, I think the problem for poor Josh here was that he was up against Javier Bardem, who got nominated in his film and who gave more of the showier performance. He plays the villain with the ridiculous haircut and has many of the best lines and scenes. And Josh Brolin really has to be the sort of human anchor of the picture. And delivers a really wonderful performance, but maybe not as flashy as Javier Bardem, and I think that sort of hurt him.
And on the same note, there are people who get surprised by the fact that they got nominated, deliciously surprised, and who do you think is in that category this morning?
I think the biggest one would probably be Tommy Lee Jones from the film In the Valley of Elah. I don't think there was a lot of people talking about that film or that performance before the nominations were announced, but surprise, surprise, there he is, perhaps at Josh Brolin's expense.
Let's get some listeners in on this conversation. We're talking with Matt Singer, the host of the Independent Film Channel's news program. If you'd like to join us, 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. Email is talk@npr.org. And let's start with Chuck. Chuck with us from Grand Rapids in Michigan.
Yeah, my obvious snowball listening to him yesterday morning was animated film. Does someone really think Surf's Up was a better movie than the Simpsons movie, eh?
There were only three films nominated in the animated feature category, Matt Singer, and, well, The Simpsons movie's not one of them.
It isn't one of them. It isn't. One of those movies is Persepolis, though, which was part of this whole sort of foreign language controversy as well. It was another film that was not nominated and was one of the most popular foreign films of the year. So I guess it has to take as consolation that animation nomination. But yes, The Simpsons Movie was cruelly overlooked.
And I thought of joking, if everyone who's ever been on the show voted for it, it'd win in a landslide.
The other one in the animated film category, and again, this may be a question of definition, but 300, well, would have been a nice pairing with Persepolis for one thing, but in any case, that was a film that made an awful lot of money and some people liked. Is that an animated film?
I don't think so, technically.
I think Beowulf was considered in the category, but not nominated.
Right. Ratatouille, of course.
And Ratatouille is the other one who get nominated.
Yes.
And let me go out on a limb, the winner.
Perhaps. I think it's probably the prohibitive favorite. If you want to go out on that limb, go right ahead.
All right.
Well,
Chuck,
thank you.
Thanks very much for the call.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chuck.
Here's an email from Tyler. I was disappointed that Into the Wild was not nominated. The soundtrack alone deserved more than the nomination for only one song. However, my wife and I finally saw There Will Be Blood this weekend. We were both blown away by both the director and Daniel Day-Lewis's performance. Incredible. He's truly among the greatest method actors of all time. So Into the Wild got some nominations, but not the ones it was looking for.
No, it didn't get nominated. Sean Penn didn't get a nomination for Best Director. Emil Hirsch, the star of the film, didn't get a nomination, and he gave, I thought, a really impressive performance. The one that it did get that I thought was very well-deserved was Hal Holbrook, who gives really one of the finest, I think, supporting performances of the year as this older man who sort of counsels Emil Hirsch's character in a later portion of the film. And really, I think everyone who sees that movie, you really remember that part of the film and Hal Holbrook's performance.
Let's go to Andrew. Andrew with us from DeKalb, Illinois.
Hi. One of my favorite movies this year that I didn't see any nominations for was Zodiac. I thought it had a great ensemble cast. It was a really enjoyable movie and good writing, and so I was just kind of surprised not to see that one on the list anymore.
I'm going to agree. I'm going to second that. Actually, that's definitely one of the ones that I was on my list of the best movies of 2007, and I was disappointed to see it didn't get a nomination. I think a lot of critics, it was on a lot of critics lists, and if you look at the polls that rank all the critics lists together and aggregate them and figure out what's the most popular or critically acclaimed movie of the year, it was well into the top five of several different ones, and totally overlooked and snubbed.
Was that a matter of timing? It came out pretty early in the year.
People often point to that as a reason. Yeah, it came out in March, I believe. And often they say that if you're not released sort of in that post Labor Day window, that your chances are slim to none. And in this case, they may have been right.
Andrew, thanks very much for the call.
Okay, thanks, guys.
And I guess another film in that category might have been A Mighty Heart, the film about the murder of Daniel Pearl. A lot of people thought Angelina Jolie might get a nod for that picture.
Yes, she certainly was considered one of the favorites. She's been nominated for other awards, including an Independent Spirit Award. And when the list came out, she was not on the list. I think the surprise there that sort of maybe replaced her was Laura Linney for the film The Savages, which was another surprise amongst the list of surprises this year.
And Cate Blanchett, who got a double dip.
She did. She did indeed. Yes, supporting actress and supporting act. Best actress and best supporting actress as well in the same year, for a film that not too many people saw, actually. Elizabeth the Golden Age, anyway.
Let's get Austin on the line. Austin with us from Norfolk, Virginia. Excuse me.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well, thanks.
I just wanted to say I thought Tim Burton definitely deserved a nomination for directing Stephen Sondheim's Sweeney Todd. I thought that was a very nervy choice, and I thought it was very well done.
Well, he didn't get a Best Picture nomination either in this case. The film wasn't amongst those as well.
I think it's high time he got a nomination. I mean, he puts out steadily artistic and creatively sound work, and I think he was definitely snubbed.
Well, being someone who hasn't been nominated is a list that has some incredible directors on there, never won. There's so many directors who never won an Oscar for Best Director. You know, Alfred Hitchcock never won an Oscar for Best Director. Howard Hawks never won an Oscar for Best Director. Kubrick. I mean, there's so many of them. So
good point.
It's almost a good group to be in.
Well, that's all I wanted to say.
Thanks for the call, Austin.
Thanks. Thank you.
Let's go now to Justin. Justin is with us from St. Louis.
Hi.
Hi, Justin. Go
I'm
ahead.
Wondering what your thoughts are on the film Juno and whether or not it deserves a Best Picture nomination, and maybe if perhaps a movie like Diving Bell and the Butterfly is better deserving of the nomination.
Well, in my personal opinion, and that's all it is, while I enjoyed the film Juno, I actually would say that I would prefer The Diving Bell and the Butterfly, and I certainly would have picked it as one of the best films of the year. It was on my personal list of the best films of the year, for what that's worth. And there's a case of another film that's in this sort of murky waters of the best foreign language film. It's a film that was it's made with French actors. It's in French with English subtitles. It's about a French story, a real man from France, but it was directed by Julian Schnabel, who's an American, and it has some American producers, and so it's sort of in this weird area where it has to be selected by the country it's from, and France chose not to select it as its official selection for consideration for this best foreign language film, because each country can only select one film.
Shouldn't there be a globalized category?
I think at some point they're going to have to do that, because it's so hard to say at this point, you know, where these movies are coming from, because they are such global films, and they're made by multiple countries in some cases. I know that a famous example of that is The Motorcycle Diaries, which came from several different countries, and it was sort of, because it had so many different affiliations, it didn't have one particular affiliation, and you need that to be considered for that foreign language Oscar.
Thanks for the call, Justin.
Thank you very much.
So long. We're talking with Matt Singer, the host of the Independent Film Channel's news program from the Sundance Film Festival, where he's been, well, what else, looking at movies. We're talking about the films that got snubbed at this year's Oscar Awards nominations. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Get back to the phones. James is with us from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead.
Hey, I got a Oscar snub, and it kind of plays off what was said earlier about Zodiac. This summer, my wife and I went to go see the limited release of Talk to Me, and we thought Don Cheadle was just absolutely phenomenal. And I was wondering if you thought maybe that early release probably hurt him the same way it probably hurt other movies.
Don Cheadle is a Washington, D.C. disc jockey. Well, much more than a disc jockey. But anyway, Matt Singer, what do you think?
I think it's a great point. I thought that was an excellent performance this year, certainly worthy of consideration for a Best Actor. But again, you know, summer movies, we sort of look at summer movies in a different way, don't we, than the movies that come out in the fall, and have sort of these different expectations of them, I think. And it certainly can hurt a film's chances, or an actor's in this case.
Yeah, we think that's just a shame, because he was absolutely sensational. We told all our friends to go see it, or we stopped being friends with him, and they did.
Wow.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call, James.
All right.
Here's an email we have from Jessica in Charlotte, North Carolina. I love Charlie Wilson's War and the performance by Tom Hanks and Julia Roberts. Very disappointed to see the absence of this movie and the actors from the nominations except for Best Supporting Actor.
Yeah, I guess you have to take some solace in Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Doesn't he get a nod every year?
He does. He's one of those people, I think Cate Blanchett as well, who got two this year.
Yes.
Wasn't enough to just get one. Yes, he's a stalwart. He's a dependable guy. He definitely is.
He generally deserves it, too. I mean, he's a wonderful actor.
Absolutely, and he did win a few years ago as well.
Let's get James on the line. James calling us from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hi there. My original question was about the assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford. And I thought I would do a little research, and I noticed he did get two nominations for Casey Affleck in a supporting role and cinematography, but the starring role was Brad Pitt, and he didn't get a thing.
He didn't get a thing, but would you really say that he was the star of the film? I almost think that Casey Affleck is really more the best. He would be the lead actor in that film, in my opinion. I think he has more screen time, and he certainly is more of the focus of the film. We see Brad Pitt's character, Jesse James, through his eyes.
The reason I would rate Brad Pitt in this is because I hate Brad Pitt, but I love the movie, and I thought that he was great in the role. So I really think that he brought something that he hasn't brought to roles since his starring role in Babel.
Yeah,
interesting.
Playing against type. So anyway, thanks for the call, James. Here's another writer in this case who thinks a Western got snubbed, Ben Foster in 310 to Yuma.
There's another example, yes. Well, that film I was sort of overlooked in a lot of categories, I think. But I think that's one probably people are going to catch up with on DVD and take a look at now. And that often happens. I mean, we see these movies now, and there's these judgments of them now. And then in hindsight, we go back and look at them and say, why wasn't that nominated? Why didn't that win? I mean, again, there's an enormous list of movies that that are considered, you know, the greatest films of all time that never even got nominated for a Best Picture Oscar, let alone won. I mean, Singing in the Rain was never nominated for Best Picture.
Impossible to believe.
It is hard to believe, isn't it?
Meanwhile, while we've got you there at Sundance, the last couple of minutes, what have you seen this year at the festival that's going to look good maybe next year?
Well, one that's coming out relatively soon, I will say that people should look for, is the new film from Michel Gondry. It's called Be Kind, Rewind. It stars Jack Black and Mos Def. And if anyone has seen other Michel Gondry films like The Science of Sleep and Eternal Sunshine, I don't think they'll be disappointed. It's a very Gondryan movie, if I can make up an adjective right on the spot. It has his usual sort of his flair and his unique visual style and sense of humor, and all of that is in there. It's a very funny, very warm film. And if you ever wanted to see Jack Black cast in the role of RoboCop, Be Kind, Rewind is the movie to see.
As RoboCop?
Yes, because the characters in the film accidentally erase all the videotapes in the video store that they work in, and so they try to recreate the movie so that no one notices, and they cast themselves in the role. So you see Jack Black as RoboCop, Jack Black and Mos Def in Ghostbusters, and the list goes on and on. It's very funny. So I definitely would recommend that one very highly.
Matt Singer, thanks for the recommendation, and thanks very much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
Matt Singer is the host of the Independent Film Channel's news program, and he joined us today from the Sundance Film Festival to talk about the nominees, including some of those who were snubbed and weren't nominees for this year's Academy Award nominations. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.
Check my email, write a song, and make a few phone calls before it's time to leave again. I've got one hand on the steering wheel. Spinster for the rest of my life. My yarns will keep me warm on cold and lonely nights. Joey never met a bike that he didn't want to ride, and I never met a Toby that I didn't like. Scotty liked all of the books that I recommended. Scotty liked all, didn't I? Wouldn't be offended. Wouldn't be offended. Didn't I? Wouldn't be offended.